Chapter 1. On the Plane. The large aeroplane stood on the runway, ready for its first flight. The route planned was from Miami, Florida, to Buenos Aires, the capital of Argentina, a distance of 7,102 kilometers. Several representatives from the travel industry and many newspaper reporters had been invited to celebrate the plane's first flight. Chief flight attendant, 25-year-old Kathy Jones, and a small crew were there to greet them, dressed in elegant red uniforms. As the plane was practically empty, the passengers were allowed to sit where they wanted. 23-year-old Jane Dixon, a newspaper reporter, decided to sit alone, away from everyone else. The slim blonde young woman was a little nervous. This was the first time the Washington Sentinel, one of the largest newspapers in the U.S., had given her such an important reporting job. Her usual job was writing about events such as weddings or birthdays. Finally, the last passenger arrived, the plane's designer, Wilhelm Brundt. Brundt was one of Germany's most famous aeroplane designers, but he wasn't a very pleasant man. He pushed past Kathy and sat down across the aisle from Jane. Without saying sorry for keeping everyone waiting, he took a book from his briefcase and began to read. Brundt had designed a new kind of commercial plane, one that would seat 500 passengers. It had all the comforts of an executive plane, a gym, large bar restaurant, armchair-style seats, and every luxury imaginable. Now, after 5 years, the plane was complete, and this was its first flight. Captain John Gates introduced himself and his co-pilot, Michael Smith, over the loudspeaker. He welcomed everyone on board, while the flight attendants did a routine check of the plane. After they had checked that everything in the cabin was secure, they were ready for takeoff. The plane accelerated down the runway with a loud noise from the engines. Soon they had taken off and were in the air. Once the seatbelt signs had been turned off, the passengers were allowed to move freely around the plane. They were enthusiastic about the flight and were looking forward to trying the gym and having free drinks at the bar restaurant. Brundt observed the passengers carefully. He was interested in their reactions to his new plane. As time went by, he seemed less and less happy. Finally, he stood up and went to the bar. "Can I have your attention, please?" Brundt called in a loud voice. The passengers put down their drinks and turned to listen to him. "In case you don't know me, I'm Wilhelm Brundt, the designer of this amazing aircraft. I wish to remind you that you've all been invited here for one purpose only: to experience my new creation for yourselves and to promote it to passengers around the world. You are not here just to enjoy the free drinks in the bar and to exercise in the gym. I'm sure you will all write very positive reports about my aeroplane." Brundt returned to his seat, leaving behind a group of surprised reporters. "Wow! He's a very unpleasant man," said Jane to Brian, the reporter sitting next to her. "Yes," answered Brian. "Who does he think he is? If he wants us to promote his aeroplane, he should try to be a little more pleasant to us. I'm going to have another drink." 3 hours later, the captain informed the passengers that they would soon be flying over Brazil and the Amazon rainforest. Brian had had quite a few drinks and was a little drunk. He decided to make conversation with Brundt, so he went over to the bar where Brunt was standing. "I must say one thing, Mr. Brunt," said Brian, with a drink in his hand. "The drinks on your aircraft are very good."
"The drinks?" exclaimed Brunt. He was furious. "Is that the only thing you can say about my aircraft? Get away from me, you drunken idiot."
Brunt pushed Brian away from him. The reporter fell back with the wine glass still in his hand. "Come this way, sir," said Kathy, taking Brian to his seat. Then she went into the cockpit to speak to the captain. "John," she said, "that Brunt is a horrible character."
"Forget about him. We've got more serious problems here," said John. "Look."
He pointed to a flashing red light on the control panel.
"It looks like there's a malfunction in the fuel system."
Just then, they heard an alarm, and seconds later the plane began to vibrate violently.
"Get back to the passengers," John ordered Kathy. "Make sure they're secured in their seats."
"What's happening?" asked Kathy, nervously, moving her dark hair from her eyes.
"One of the engines has stopped working," John replied. "We've got to try and restart it."
"That won't help, John," Michael called out. "All the engines have stopped working." He immediately asked for help over the radio.
"Mayday, mayday, mayday, we've got an emergency."
He informed the air traffic controller of the plane's position, and then suddenly everything was quiet as the plane lost all power. Soon there was a fall in pressure. In the cabin, passengers began to panic as it became more and more difficult to breathe. Oxygen masks dropped down from their compartments.
"Please sit down and secure your seat belts. Prepare for an emergency landing," Kathy said above the screams of the passengers. "Please sit down."
One of the reporters demanded to know exactly what was happening.
"Are we going to die?" he cried.
"The captain is doing the best he can," Kathy explained to him. Then she called out to the other passengers.
"I repeat, will everyone please sit down and prepare for an emergency landing?"
Brunt ran to the cockpit. "Why is this happening?" he screamed at John. "What's gone wrong?" "I don't know why it's happening, Brunt, but it is. Now get out of here and go back to your seat," said John impatiently. "I'll be making an emergency landing in a few minutes. Please, get out of here."
John's heart beat fast as he tried to keep the altitude as long as he could, and then he began to bring the plane down.
"How can we make a good landing in the middle of the Amazon rainforest?" asked John, trying hard not to show how worried he was.
"I don't know. Just try and keep the plane flying high," answered Michael. Soon the plane was touching the tops of the trees in the rainforest. It was traveling very fast, crashing into trees as it moved forward. It seemed as if the plane was never going to stop. And then, with a bump, it finally landed. John could feel his seatbelt pressing against his body, but he didn't have time to think of the pain he was in. They were still moving at a great speed. Passengers were screaming, frightened for their lives, the bottom of the plane touching the ground as it travelled along. The wings broke off, and the plane began to break into pieces. Small flames flew into the air. Suddenly, there was a terrible silence.